All right, let's turn now to the latest on the proposed $1.7 billion Wynn Casino project in Everett and plans to clean up the former Monsanto site along the Mystic River where the casino would go. Today, the casino and its organizers announced that their $30 million cleanup plan is on hold pending a legal appeal by the city of Somerville. WBUR's Simone Rios was at the Everett site for today's press conference, and he joins us now. Hi there, Simone.
Hello.
So first of all, who was at today's announcement, and what did they say it means for Everett and the contaminated site?
So some of the usual suspects were there, including the outspoken mayor of Everett, Carlo Di Maria. But what was really interesting was the presence of environmental leaders here today. Speaking at Wynn's podium alongside Robert DeSalvio were Julie Wormser of the Boston Harbor Association, as well as George Bachrach of the Environmental League of Massachusetts.
Okay, Simone, and so then what did they say about the hold of this cleanup?
So they sort of tried to present themselves as agnostic on the issue of gambling. This was more about environmental cleanup than anything else. George Bachrach is asking the mayor of Somerville to drop his opposition to the casino. He said the environment is not the issue to be challenging the site on. Another environmental leader who was there was E.K. Singh of the Mystic River Watershed Association. He didn't call on the mayor to drop his appeal specifically, but he talked about why the cleanup is important.
This Monsanto site, which has been vacant for more than a decade, has been continuously leaching contaminants through the groundwater into the Mystic River. The remediation, which the Wynn Group will complete, will resolve that problem.
So I asked Singh why Monsanto itself shouldn't be responsible for cleaning their mess. He says it's a question he gets asked a lot, and he didn't really have a good answer for it.
So is there a precedent for holding companies accountable?
There is definitely precedent. I was in New Bedford for 2 years prior to coming on at WBUR, and in 2012, a company paid more than $360 million in a settlement to dredge the harbor in New Bedford, similar to what's being planned and now being held up in Everett. In this case, it's Wynn picking up the bill in exchange for the right to build a casino.
Okay, so we have to step back here, though, because obviously there's a lot going on that brought us to this point and an ongoing dispute over the casino and the site, because just last month we talked to you when Wynn Casinos came out and said the project is actually currently on hold, the entire project, indefinitely.
Right. They came up with the sort of economic argument that this project is expected to create 4,000 construction jobs, 4,000 permanent jobs. So now it's the environment just a couple weeks later, and they're upping the ante. I would say that Wynn is playing all their cards to pressure Somerville to drop the lawsuit against its project.
And remind us, what exactly is the mayor of Somerville saying about why he has this legal appeal going on, and what's Everett's response?
So this goes back to Boston's lawsuit, which in January was dropped in exchange for Wynn agreeing to pay another $6 million over the $25 million it had already agreed to pay. Then came Somerville, and Mayor Joseph Curtatone appealed the decision by the State Department of Environmental Protection to grant Wynn Resorts a permit to build on the shoreline, and that put the project indefinitely on hold. I talked to Curtatone this afternoon, and he said that no amount of site cleanup will change his concerns. He said the cleanup is great, but this latest move is more of a PR stunt than anything.
While we applaud and agree that the cleanup of the site is a good thing, a necessary thing, and one they would have to do anyway, no amount of site cleanup, no matter how welcome, will change Wynn's obligation under the law to also address those environmental and traffic impacts.
Okay, but Simone, the appeal that the city of Somerville has, it could take months, and the project will be delayed during that entire time. So what's actually going to happen next?
So the first hearing is on Thursday. Wynn and the city of Somerville will present their arguments before the DEP. And then from there, it's unclear how long it will take. But Wynn officials in the past have said it will take at least 3 to 6 months. So we'll see what happens.
WBUR's Simone Rios, thanks for the update, Simone.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.